A trip to the emergency room or stay in a hospital overnight is hard enough, but getting a large medical bill after you've been treated when you thought you were covered by insurance can be debilitating. Congress is now considering legislation to prevent surprise medical bills. Today, hearing held by the House Energy and Commerce Committee on the issue. To discuss it more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lauren Adler, Associate Director of the USC Brookings Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So how do people end up with these bills when they thought they were covered?
Sure. So the surprise out-of-network bills occur when a patient receives care from an out-of-network provider in situations that they cannot reasonably avoid. So as you sort of alluded to, right, it's when they get taken to the emergency room and the hospital even is in-network or in your insurer's network, but the emergency physician or the anesthesiologist who saw you or treated you wasn't in your network. And that's because our system, for some reason, allows these types of physicians to contract independently of the hospital, so they don't have to be in the same network. So somehow, when you go to the hospital and you know you schedule with an in-network surgeon, that doesn't actually mean your anesthesiologist is going to be in-network, which is a surprise to pretty much everyone who ends up in this situation. And then they can basically that anesthesiologist can hit you with a pretty large bill, basically, at whatever they want to charge.
Yeah, and that's kind of crazy. And sometimes you don't even meet the anesthesiologist till you're in there getting the needle put in your arm.
Precisely. I think that's what makes this a little bit wilder. And honestly, even if you somehow knew to check that the anesthesiologist was going to be in your insurer's network beforehand, I just have fun trying to do that. I tried to do that before my wife gave birth, knowing we'd need an epidural, or she would, and it was impossible. I literally had 8 different phone calls back and forth between the hospital and insurer and anesthesiologist group, and literally never got an answer, and just decided to go to wing it. I got lucky, but we didn't get a big surprise bill, but it looks like about 1 in 10 times that people are scheduling elective surgeries or giving birth. They are getting hit by one of these surprise bills.
Yeah, they're big and they're crazy. So who's fighting it? Who's fighting the effort to stop these surprise bills?
Sure. So, there's a Congress right now is obviously pretty geared up. And this is, I think, been good to see the attention that it's really getting from Congress and very much on a bipartisan basis. This is much more a providers and physicians in particular kind of fighting against solutions, but both parties seem pretty committed, as you mentioned, right? So we have the House of Representatives had a hearing today. The Senate is scheduling a hearing shortly. Both sides are kind of looking closely at this issue, and it does look like it's pretty promising that we might get something done this year.
Wow, that would be fast. Okay, well, thanks very much for filling us in on the information. We appreciate it. That is Lauren Adler, Associate Director of the USC Brookings Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy, talking about those surprise bills after you've been in the hospital.